Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Here we go again, huh?
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Superheroes cannot be allowed to exist.
Where do we start?
Buck, I have a plan.
Oh yeah? What is it?
Is you ready?
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. You now tuned into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus series, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Bucky and Nigga Bird.
Starting off. We ain't gonna stop. We like Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Can't stop, won't stop. With this episode being dedicated to episode 5, titled The Truth. Overall thoughts. We got a special guest joining us once again. Actually, you ain't even a guest, bro.
No, I'm a guest.
You ain't with us.
Exactly. You said that smoke. Y'all getting that smoke. I'm a guest.
It's Frames Per Second and this nigga.
It's good to be here. Good to be here. Featuring Eric
G. That's how it worked, though.
That's how it worked today. Me and Nick said he's the Terry Crews of the crew.
Oh, chill.
Oh, he said, I ain't one of them. Yeah. Just so y'all know.
I'm one of the goons.
I'm one of the good ones, son.
Step and fetch.
He kind of did. He kind of did.
Oh, man, no.
No, whatever, yo. It's the Eric B here.
One band, one sound, bro. Man.
That's what it's supposed to be, man.
That's what it
was. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Like, damn.
What happened?
It was hella shit, bro.
It was just Reddit.
Niggas is hot. Nigga,
bro, Reddit.
I didn't know this, but Sam Wilson is the most favorite, you know what I'm saying, Avenger of all time.
Apparently so.
Nigga should be bowed before anytime you say his name. Like,
apparently so.
They were mad as hell about the jokes.
Naomi mentioned it, man. I want to say it was yesterday. Yesterday, she was like, yo, they are wilding on his Frames. I thought she was about to say, is the mic still on? You know, is the mic still on? Gets wild.
Yeah.
So when she said friends like frames, I was like, what did they say about frames or whatever? It was like, man, they did not like the jokes that we made about Falcon. I'm like, really? Like, man. I'm like you. Like, I didn't know, like you, Nick, I didn't know he was this pop.
He isn't.
Like, he ain't. That's
man, you better stop.
No,
you better stop.
They're going to get mad. Stop.
Yeah. I mean, I like him in it. So
that's what I was wondering. I was like, you always say like he's grown on you.
I'm about to do it too.
No, but that's the thing though. That's what it was kind of like weird to me. Cause I'm like, me and Rod said we like Sam. So no, I'm like, why y'all acting like it's just like
they just hear
one voice?
Yeah.
It's just y'all.
We're used to y'all. That. So let me ask this. And I know we haven't even got it to it yet, but this is
interesting. We gotta address it though.
Yeah. This is interesting to me. So is it the character on the show or the actor?
It's the character.
The character.
It's all the character.
The character on the show, man. Yeah, because that's the thing. Because one guy was like, because they were really trying to do some Dr. Phil deep dives on why I don't like Falcon.
And they're like, well, maybe it's because he doesn't like Anthony Mackie. And I was like, I didn't say that. Rod didn't care for Anthony Mackie for a minute, but I think he might have changed, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I said, this show is making me like him as an actor.
Right.
Our voices
sound nothing alike. So I was like, I didn't say I don't like Anthony Mackie. I just think Falcon's corny.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know if it made the episode, but remember, we were talking about this before, and I told you, it's just comic book fans.
Wow.
They are on some other shit. I would knowingly admit, I don't know about this newer version of Falcon, but the Falcon ain't shit, bro.
The Falcon ain't shit.
He is a D-rated character.
Right.
That they just created. He was the fucking token that they gave to fucking Captain America. Oh, he ain't ever been shit.
He never will be.
No.
Isaiah told them.
Shit.
Bro, they was even like, they only do this shit to white characters. Or they only do this shit to black characters.
Mm. Bruh.
How long have I been giving Rick Grimes shit?
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever said a good word about Captain Marvel?
No.
What are y'all talking about?
Not even that, Mike. In that same episode, we talked about the Dora Milaje. We fucked with them.
No, I want to give Nick props. I appreciate you having my back. It wasn't necessary, but
I'm not going to lie. I did laugh when they brought up the white women.
Wait a minute.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
They were like,
oh, did Falcon fuck one of Mike's white women? I'm like, that's funny.
Oh, shit.
Really? I thought that was weak. I was like, okay.
Yo, it was, so but crazy. It's just the fact that they even tried to go there.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know the attempt. Like, the joke itself wasn't funny. It was like, yo, like, so really?
Like, Falcon don't fuck white women. Falcon fucks white women.
So this,
fuck
he gonna all fuck Cher.
I'm trying to.
Cher gonna be like, look, I'm gonna give you this pussy because you got me back.
To fuck Cher,
she gonna be like, your mustache is too skinny. You can't
never
have
trust
this.
A black
she
man with a mustache.
She always fantasized about dating Martin Luther King looking niggas. She had dreams too, Mike.
This is crazy and interesting because, like, so these are like longtime fans then, because
no,
if they know
fucking,
that,
no, these are
I don't know
losers.
Why do they know about white girls?
Longtime fans of. Oh, that end?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For them to go back in your class, unless they, know. Unless somebody you know.
No, they are. They are.
Don't fuck
are.
With you.
Either way.
I can see if this is new people, you know, new, like you said, comic book fans that listen to this because it's a show about Falcon.
Sure.
I can see if it's new, but for them to dig and say, oh, has he fucked your bitch?
I'm glad y'all thought that shit was funny. I was like,
hey, bro, fuck. I'm dying, bro. I'm dying. When I read that shit, I was dying. I'm like, bro, these niggas is crazy.
What kind of crazy?
Over 100 comments, right?
It was over that. It's like probably 120.
It's at 110, I think it said.
Yo, that man, is crazy. Yeah.
But, and most of it is, I'm mad because they made fun of Falcon, because Falcon is my only black friend. But like I said, I appreciate my man Nick having my back.
Uh-uh.
He did. Yo,
as Mike looks at
Eric Cruz, no.
Eric just was out.
Eric
but he got out
of us,
quick,
bro.
Too.
Yes, he
this
did.
Is before hit a, this is before he even hit 50 comments.
He saw the
snowball.
He saw
the
snowball.
That's the old man.
He saw that snowball forming on the hill. He was like, I'm getting out before this shit get.
He sure did, bro.
I was like, all right.
I was like, damn, bro. That's how we do it.
Like, he wasn't laughing. He one of them niggas that you get mad at because you laughing at the joke. But he gonna be like, I ain't say it though, nigga. I ain't say it. You still laughing, nigga. You with us, bro.
Damn. I was like, CMB.
You're right.
And Eric was
just like, he dropped a tear for us, though.
Maybe half a tear. And he wiped that shit away real quick.
Yeah. Eric, like, I don't even know them niggas for real.
I just showed up.
Yeah, shit.
God damn. Yeah. I was like, damn, Eric, for real?
Shit. Right.
That shit was dirty, bro.
Damn, Eric.
I was like, man, we supposed to stick together,
Falcon,
bro.
My favorite character.
Damn.
I'm with Reddit. Say, no, I'm playing.
All right, let's get into it. Overall thoughts. I'll start with you, Eric.
Once again, I loved it. Once it started off with what it started off with, I had a feeling the rest of the episode would be kind of, I guess, dialogue heavy or whatever. But all the dialogue, all the montages, all the stuff, I really enjoyed it. Fucked with it heavy.
What about you, Mike?
And niggas be flipping. Niggas be flipping. Let the record show the niggas be flipping.
Yeah, we're going to get to that shit. I can dance for yourself. Look what I can do for yourself. Do a cartwheel, everything. Nigga bird dance for yourself.
No, you know a bird can flip.
Chicken ain't the only bird we like, sir. Watch this here. But no, this was a good ass episode, man. This was a really, really good ass episode.
You can't say that after making that
shit. Look, I can clown Falcon because he's my least favorite part of the whole show. Everything else in the show is dope.
Okay.
Fucking Falcon. Like, goddamn, if you don't get your ass out of here, bro. They may as well call you Pigeon. Goddamn. Your ass is worthless.
You're a rap of wings.
Exactly.
Ron, what you think?
That was Eric laughing, by the way.
That's
not a
count. Somebody throwing their phone out the window.
Y'all crazy, but y'all.
Motherfucker.
They thought their comments was going to make a difference.
Yeah, they did.
And it did make a difference. It made it worse.
It worked. Exactly. Okay. Right.
You should know that's how bullies work.
That's how it works.
Exactly. If you don't say nothing, we go away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's real.
Y'all be a hard on.
They told the teacher. Now we on their ass.
Y'all being too hard on Falcon, man.
The fuck?
No. Mike is being too hard on Falcon.
That's fine. That's fine. Falcon need to be hard on himself. mustache motherfucker.
It's interesting. You asking me, right?
It's
interesting because I started off this podcast saying that, oh man, I want an action. But it wasn't really that much in this one, but I enjoyed it though. that the non-action. Mm-hmm. Also enjoyed the scenes with his sisters a little bit more, like, whereas I didn't enjoy it the first time, so I thought that was an interesting place that I'm where I am with this show at this moment. So yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. This was good, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I fucked with it. I did. Even though it was to me, we were spending more time in places I didn't really give a fuck about. But overall, I liked the show or the episode. But it did make me think that, like, I hope the last episode is like some shit, because this one was just,
yeah,
like,
this is a setup.
Clearly a
setup. It's a setup episode.
But we start off where we left off with John Walker fleeing the scene after that altercation he had.
I was like, what the fuck is he running to? Like, he's not going to get away from anyone. Like, what? That, you was like, right, that too. I was like, why is he running? Like,
that's what, hey, when you chop a nigga head off, you gotta run. You don't just stay there.
Like, I thought he was still chasing. I thought he was chasing Carly, because I was like, where is he going? What is he doing? I said, he must be chasing Carly, because he kind of stopped, hesitated, and then ran into the.
I knew he was running away. I knew he was running away, but I just thought it was kind of silly for him to be running away. Right. Like, you can't run away. Like,
he's losing his shit. He's lost it.
No. I got you. Yeah, I'm just saying. But in the moment when it came, I'm like, this nigga read it.
You know, when White Man Ray,
where you going?
Where you going?
Where you going? They're gonna find you. And they did immediately. Found
exactly.
Him.
You got a big ass star on your shirt. And it's that, you know, that White Man Rage. Once they calm down, they realize, oh shit, the consequences of their actions, and then they just run.
He didn't.
What did y'all think about the fight scene though that happened between John Walker and Sam and Bucky when they asked for the shield back?
I ain't gonna lie, man. He whooped their ass.
Who, John?
Yeah, he did.
That was he was a super soldier for real.
He whooped I didn't know he could fight that good, but he whooped their ass, bro. He whooped both of their ass.
And the thing is, Bucky, you got a mechanical arm and you a super soldier.
I thought the way they set it up, first, you know, J Dub got him a couple times. Bucky was on the ground, knocked out for, you know, a couple of fight scenes. And then he woke up, I was like, oh, here we go. They made it seem like Buck was about to get into that ass. Nah.
Fucked up his arm. Bro. I'm like, how do you do that to vibranium? Just fuck his shit up.
Yeah, Naomi did not like that at all. She was like, this is not how this fight was supposed to go. Because
we talked about that last week. She was like, man, he's saving it for Cap. And I was like, okay, we'll see.
Bro, when he threw that shield at Bucky, he threw back like 30 feet. I'm like, bro, this nigga's a monster.
That was one of my biggest complaints, but I do have an explanation for the complaint. But my biggest complaint was they're making Bucky too weak, because I mean, he's been like a badass before, and I was like, why is he just getting handled?
Yeah,
I think, and this is just a guess, but I think it's because Bucky was just a regular ass dude, and they gave him the super serum. Cap was just a regular ass dude, they gave him the super serum, but this guy is supposed to be like the pinnacle of human perfection when it comes to, you know, physicalities. So maybe that is enhancing him.
Yeah, they said that.
So Bucky know how to fight.
I hate how you be making me just sound stupid.
No.
Not on purpose. It's just funny as shit. Let me take it back. I don't hate it. I think it's funny.
Because you say it so nonchalant.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you a jackass.
Yeah. I don't feel bad. I just think it's funny. You just like, they said that with your dumb ass. Were you watching?
No, the dude, what was his name? Leroy, what was his name?
Lester.
Lamar. I don't know. I don't know no more.
Leslie.
They set that up. Like, he was like, it just makes you more who you are. Or whatever. So yeah. So you're right. Is what I'm saying. Okay. Like, it just made him more who he was. He was a superior being, dude. As a regular human, and he just takes the serum. It just makes him, like you said, more powerful.
So I feel like their strength is probably equal. What I think the difference is their intent. I think Bucky and Falcon wanted to take him in. I think John wanted to like murder these motherfuckers.
I don't think their strength is equal. I think Bucky was just the regular type of soldier dude and gave him the serum.
I don't believe
Bucky
that.
Bucky been an assassin for about 30 years.
But why he get his ass whooped like this then?
Because he was trying to take him in. That's what I think.
Well, I kind of agree with you, Eric, but I think it's just more of like Bucky don't want to be like in that assassin mode. He's scared of that. So like he'll just try to be.
He was fighting better in that club.
I know, because he had to pretend to be an assassin again.
But he can't pretend when he get his ass whooped?
But those are regular dudes.
He wants the shield.
That's what I'm saying, but he was still tossing them up. This dude, he's swinging, kicking, and shit. And the thing
about
it,
you're talking about incentive. He hates that he has that shield.
Right.
That should be even more incentive. That's why I thought Bucky was going to
kill him.
Ass.
That's a good point.
Nobody said kill him, but punch him a couple times good.
He listened to Nick, he washed them
around the room.
Yes.
Bro, he beat the shit out of both of them.
See, I like
this
that,
flying dude. Motherfucker. He just grabbed his ass, tossed his ass to the ground.
Look
his
wings off.
I thought and Falcon cried like a bitch.
But he not.
He said, oh, what you crying for? It didn't hurt.
That's what was funny.
That's what was funny enough.
My nigga told me, he was like, why the fuck is he moaning like that? He looked back at him like, oh yeah, that didn't hurt me. Because that's not a part of me. Like, nigga, what you screaming for?
It hurt his spirit. It hurt his soul.
Clearly, it hurt his feelings. Those punk ass.
He was like, damn.
He took the wind beneath his wings. That's what he Eric's laughing, by the way.
All right, I'll get back to Falcon in a minute because I still feel like Bucky was pulling punches though. Because if he punched him like full strength, he might kill a motherfucker.
Hell nah, not a super soldier.
Y'all both super.
Bucky's been getting his ass whooped. Not his ass whooped, but no, actually he has. Bucky has been getting handled damn near this whole series.
Except in the club when he fought regular people.
Right. And I don't get it because before that wasn't Bucky.
I feel like he was the last time we really seen him like really go in was not even Endgame. Like Civil War, but was like, yeah, Endgame, Winter Soldier. But like in all those things, he had the intent to kill. He was trying to murder motherfuckers. And in this, it's just like, all right, I want to take him in. I want to take the shield. Too. I want to, you know, whatever.
I think that's something we discussed last podcast too. Like right. he's kind of holding back or whatever.
Yeah, it's like motherfucking demons. Yeah, like I'm gonna murder that motherfucker.
Aegon had a line right before
he said, "We do want to do this." He was like, "You don't want to do this."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, can't we say do. That shit to get your ass.
Thank you, Ken. Because that part that in that trailer, all the time. That shit had me hyped. Because I saw the trailer for two episodes, and I think I might have texted that part. But I was like, "Yo, that there's a part in the trailer that looks crazy." When he said, y'all don't want to do this, and Bucky looked up and was like, yeah, we do. I was like, oh, Bucky about to whoop his ass.
It was on now.
Bucky about to whoop his ass. Yeah. Nope.
Mike, I'm going to tell you this. He had the intent of beating his ass. The result was he got his ass whooped.
Right. He could have beat his ass.
Yeah, you could think like, I'm going in like, yeah, I'm a super soldier. I got the right arm. We good. That nigga, bro, he was tossing that shield.
He was like, oh, you ain't playing.
Mike, I told you, that nigga know how to move the shield. Bro.
No, you're right.
I ain't see Cap throw a shield at somebody and go 30 yards.
Me either. Like, me either.
On a
ever.
Super soldier.
He tossed Bucky across the room and made his arm spasm.
Yep.
That shit
that's some real shit. When you when somebody beat your ass so bad, you have a mini seizure and then go to sleep? That's a real ass movie.
Because he was out.
He was out for a minute. Cold.
My nigga, he had carpal tunnel, my nigga. He had carpal tunnel,
in
bro.
In vibranium.
In vibranium. That's how hard he hit him, bro. He was a crip, my nigga. For about 5 seconds.
His hand was throwing gang signs by himself for about 10 seconds. I was like, what happened to Bucky?
That's I didn't think he was going to get back up.
And he was knocked out. He was asleep.
I knew he had to get back up because the only thing left is Sam.
I know, and that's the only reason.
You know, Uncle Sam is not going to win this.
Sam came over there with his little bitch ass butt.
You better stop. You better quit.
Get off of him.
Stop.
Y'all stupid. Get off my friend. That's my friend.
He shoot something at him. He shot the little cable thing at him.
He got his ass dragged. That's the
shit.
It worked for a second.
Until J-Dove was like, did this motherfucker really just.
Like he think his jetpack stronger than me.
Right.
He got one good licking. That's when he slapped him with his wing.
Yeah, with the sweep, right? The foot sweep?
Yeah.
With the wing? He did that too. That's true. You remember he foot sweeping with the wing? He was like sliding across the ground like a B-boy?
Yeah,
that shit was fire. I was like, oh, that shit's fire.
But then go ahead.
Now I was just gonna say, what he does looks good.
Yeah,
minimum impact.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like when you cross somebody over and then you miss the layup.
Missed the layup.
It's like, yeah, man. There was one part where he like Cap threw fucking Bucky across the room, and then Bucky jumped back up and knocked him down. And the shot pans over to Falcon, and Falcon is just standing there, and he just kicked him in the face. He didn't even try to block.
I remember that. Yeah, he just looked back.
He was just looking at him.
He was walking back, and he just got kicked in the face.
That's so disrespectful.
Bruh.
Man, I was so disappointed.
And this is why it was valid when you brought up, like, bro, what fight has he won? I was like, bro, that whole beginning episode, that whole episode was just like, yeah, this is what Falcon really could do.
Right.
I loved him being that strong, though.
Me too.
You know, you want the villain to be strong as fuck. I mean, that makes the story better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why Thanos is so dope. You know what I'm saying? Because he was so fucking strong, and you couldn't see a way of beating him. And that's how they're trying to. It looks like that's how they're trying to make this guy. Mm-hmm. Man, he's going out of his mind. He's super strong. He was already top regular human being.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, if Bucky would have been able to handle him. I know we all want Bucky to beat his ass. I mean, we love Bucky. But if he would have been there, what's the story there? You
well, know at what I'm the saying? End, like, at, okay, get your ass whooped a little while and then handle him at the end. That's what always happened with Cap.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Beat his ass in the end. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it took Falcon breaking his arm. With his
now, that shit was
pack.
Cold, though.
That was a dope ass scene. I really like that.
I didn't know they was going to go that far.
But I mean, it's not like he's done either, because you saw the after credit scene, right? I did. So they could whoop his ass then.
If he whoops his ass later, then I'm really not going to understand what the hell's going on. Because mm-hmm. how he handled both of y'all and now you can fight?
Right.
He did have, that was a mean ass comment.
I don't know. Maybe because their brotherhood is stronger now after this episode.
And then it seemed like Falcon's about to gain some other type of Wakanda whatever.
Yeah, he's got some kind of new suit in there.
So that might help. I mean, it could be a lot of different variables. I don't know.
I wonder what kind of suit they're going to give.
I've been wondering.
I hope it ain't white. Suit. I hope it ain't white.
A BLM.
It's going to be BLM.
It's going to be black and white, too. I already know it's going to be black and white.
It has to.
But yeah. But it was a good fight scene, though. I liked it.
No, it was great. It was great.
And Bucky I like how the credits came up afterwards. Like, that shit was just,
What happened?
The credits came up after that part. Like, you didn't, like, the show just starts.
Title.
That was a dope ass fucking fight scene, man. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I mean, he was John Walker, whatever his real name is. Bro. He can act his ass.
Yeah, Wyatt Russell.
Yes, because he is really selling this whole idea of him fucking crazy. Because when just that scene where he looks up and he's like, oh. So that's what y'all want to do? I was like,
well, y'all want that fire? He's like, yeah, y'all want that smoke.
Said, yeah, y'all really want this fire. He was like, Sam, you almost had me. Yes.
He said, I almost believed you.
Now I got to beat your ass.
He killed him. And when he was over him, he's like, I'm Captain America. He had that spit coming out.
Yeah.
That spit coming out of his mouth.
Like he was ready to decapitate niggas all afternoon long.
He almost got Sam.
He almost got Sam twice.
Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah, Sam was just done at that point.
If he ain't know how to roll quick,
he didn't even try to fight. He was just like, "Oh shit, this is it."
Yep. Yes.
What is it? Oh. He does the spinneroni.
Okay, yeah, that's where his hand goes bad, and here comes Sam, and he just got choke slammed. Oh, that! Oh,
yeah, that
shit
was fire.
He's already on the ground.
That shit was fire, though.
That wasn't fire.
That shit was fire. What you talking about?
He was already on the ground and tripped him.
That shit was
that's
fire
the
way
best
he did
move
it, though.
You got. You could trip somebody with the
shit. Man, that shit was fly.
Sam
no pun intended.
Needs to get his guns back. That's the problem.
That's true.
Sam was dope when he had them fucking guns that would flip out and he could shoot.
Yeah, the Yosemites.
them Yosemite Uncle Sam. Yosemite Sam. He should get them guns back. Because without them guns, Sam ain't doing it. Because you got to think, he's supposed to be a hero.
If Bucky
wasn't there,
he'd be a hero, Mike. He
saved the world.
He did save the world.
He's three-fifths of a hero.
He saved the world.
Oh, Mike. You got to go and talk about that one.
Yeah, you got to
talk about
I can hear the paragraphs right now.
I got to talk about you got too far, Mike.
Like, and I believe. Mike.
Mike was writing these shits down before he came to the shirt.
So dyslexic nigga gonna be in the Reddit thread and put fifth third.
Oh, no.
You're like, why Mike say fifth third?
Oh, shit.
Nah, but we see going on like how John Walker's breaking down. Well, first, finally, I like how Bucky threw the shield at Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, finally, nigga, take the damn shield after all this time. It take you 5 episodes to get to this motherfucker. But
you think that's what he was? It seemed almost like he was like, this your fault.
It wasn't like this show fought. It was just like, nigga, I told you so.
That's kind of
sounds
insane
to me. Splitting
he
heads.
Dropped it and just kind of looked at him and just walked away.
I told
away.
You so was a little nicer than this show fought.
It didn't sound nice to me. The way he dropped that shield and looked at him and just left.
It was a little extra loud.
It was a little bit of power in that drop.
Yeah.
It seemed
that
like
shield loud. Every time that shield be falling or whatever, it'd be loud.
But it's just the way he did it, man. He dropped it, didn't say a fucking word, didn't ask if he was okay. Didn't help him up.
He didn't help him
he
up.
He dropped the shield and walked out. So it seemed like in that moment, he was like, this is what I knew would happen. This is what you let happen. He changed his mind later, of course. But in that moment, I think he was mad as fuck at Sam.
Yeah.
He was.
Because I got my ass beat today because of you.
Right.
Pretty much,
right.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Like, you get your ass whipped for somebody else's fuck up? Damn. Especially a black dude.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
So one time I have a black friend
and he get my ass whooped for me. Like, what the fuck kind of shit is this? I ain't fucking with no more black people.
Got me arrested. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Put me in jail. Knew I was on probation and got me arrested.
And
Come on.
One black woman I was trying to get with, you done fucked that up too. Cause now she mad at me.
Now I gotta go after your sister.
Right.
Y'all stupid.
God damn.
All right.
I loved how we saw that John Walker got all his shit taken off, bro. They stripped that nigga to his draws. Yep. It was like, all your rankings is out.
Here comes USA.
That scene was, though.
USA.
Nah, yeah.
Did he have a point when he said, like, y'all made me who I am?
Yeah, he had a point. He was on point.
He was doing exactly what they wanted. He just got caught.
He was speaking for all the white supremacy. That entitlement.
It sounded like, this is one of those things where I kind of wonder if Marvel is really going there, but
they're going
there. The first thing I'm thinking, I was like, he sounds like a cop. Because he's like, I lived my life by your mandates. I did what you told me to do, what you trained me to do. Now you got me on trial for the shit that I was doing for y'all. I'm like, this is the same kind of shit that cops say when they just like.
When they get caught murdering somebody.
When they get caught doing some shit that the government is really like, this is what we want you to do.
Yeah, this one
like,
made me want to go see who the writer was, man. It's like, they really going there.
That's a good
idea.
I didn't think of that.
They really going there. Like, props to them, man. Like, props to them, bro. Like, I don't know anybody that's like, we talk, this is Disney Marvel, right. Bro. Mm-hmm. Talking about these issues like this? Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Especially this one. Like, I would expect them to kind of cover racism a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you're now talking about the entire system of, you know, systemic racism. And I don't think I'm reading too far into this. Because it was like, come on, man. This seems obvious.
Yes, it's very obvious.
That's what this is. And when he just walked away when they were still talking, I'm like, God damn.
That sense of entitlement.
Yes.
He's playing the head out of the entitlement role.
He is. He's killing it. He's killing it. I mean, even though the fact he had a black friend, I still think that they're playing this.
That was his black Lamar.
Oh, well, he has a black wife too.
Yeah.
I assume.
And he went to the black school and everything. So it's like, but still, even with that, he still isn't a title white guy. It's like what they're creating here is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was more than six episodes.
That's what I'm saying. Because technically, like, he's about to avenge like his black friend.
We're going to get to Lester. We're going to let that one slide.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just interesting what they're doing here, man.
I ain't even catching it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's just like, is it about the friend anymore? I feel like it's not about the friend that much.
It is part of it.
I feel like it's only like a little bit of it.
Nah, that's
with
a lot
the way
of
he
it.
Killed dude that really didn't have shit to do with it
because of his friend though.
Yeah.
It's
he,
a big
really
part.
He really was friends with him.
No, I know that. Yeah.
So what do you think it is?
But I don't know. I feel like it's that power, that ego, that like y'all motherfuckers still don't respect me. And I feel like he clearly didn't have to murder that dude. So it's just like, I know that's a big part of it, but is that like all of it? I hesitate to say that.
It's like the straw that broke the camel's back.
I was just about to say
that. Because he went to his parents' house and, you know, they really made that scene like, yo, with the picture with them and all of that. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, no, I won't. What did he say? I don't know. I can't quote him, but basically he's like, look, they won't get away with this type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I will.
No, he told him. He said he killed him. Remember? Because he was lying. He's lying and said that the guy that he killed was the one that killed.
Oh, yeah.
Lester?
Yeah.
And the only person that didn't believe him was his sister.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna learn.
She was looking at him side-eyed, like, I don't know about this.
She know this is the wrong white man we got in this house.
Yep, she felt it. Yep.
This ain't Cat.
why do y'all think that is? Why y'all think she knows better? Or, like, I don't know, it's suspicious.
I don't think she knows better.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I don't know, man.
I think she knows something suspicious. Fishy. I think I don't know if she knows exactly. She just knows something fishy. She gave that like, nigga, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, she
something,
don't
something ain't up with you.
It didn't seem like she was fully believing his story.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, you talking about the mom.
The sister.
The mom was weeping.
When you're saying sister, you talking about sister or sister?
No. His actual sister.
His biological sister.
The young girl.
His female sibling.
I thought you meant his wife.
No.
John Walker's wife.
Nah. Okay. Lamar.
Yes, I agree with you then.
Lincoln's sister. Yeah.
Yes.
Lincoln?
I don't even know his name.
Latrell's sister was definitely not buying.
Right. So why is that? You know what I mean?
Because maybe she's never trusted him.
Bro, she a black woman. That's right. She knows some shit fucked up.
Yeah.
She might just not fuck with white people. Yeah.
It could be that too.
Hey,
you know? She knew something was up. That was a really interesting scene though. So I was like, damn, he straight up lied.
That's why I was like, why did he have to?
Because he didn't want to look like a sucker.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go back to her parents or his parents and be like, yo, the person that killed your son is still on the loose.
We see that after he gets stripped of his titles, that Elaine Bennis comes up to him and says, "Hey, look, we know that white woman
Elaine from Seinfeld. That's what he was referencing.
Like I'm a no Seinfeld.
Who watched Seinfeld on this show, on this panel?
Not me. I just no reference.
So we're not gonna know who.
Y'all don't know Seinfeld. You ain't seen Seinfeld.
How many black people?
I've never seen.
I know who the chick is, but I didn't know that was her name. Naomi knows it, but
I think what I read up on this character, just as far as the MCU shit, like she's supposed to be in like Black Widow, and like some this is supposed to be like a connection to that
Black Widow.
So we don't know about it because this was supposed to come after Black Widow.
I thought she was the power broker.
She might be. She might be working for him.
I think she. I think they're going to take him and he may become U.S. agent. And she's. The government's going to repurpose him.
That's his character in the comics.
Oh, yeah, they're going to repurpose him. Doing this guy. That shit, man. U.S. agent, who the fuck is that?
You'll find out.
You're about to find out in episode 6. We think.
Y'all can't do that, man.
What do you mean?
Do what? I don't know about no fucking U.S. agent.
Now you know. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not like a big deal. It ain't that deep.
It's not really.
Because, I mean, the trailer shows him. Back in a suit, and the mid credits thing shows he's making a shield.
Yeah.
So you know he comes back.
This just ragged ass shield.
Yeah, I was like, that fake ass titanium shield.
Sheet metal.
This is Hyundai ass shield.
Goddamn.
Get the fuck out of here.
That is not the same, bro.
He over here in his garage doing a DIY Captain America.
You watching videos on YouTube?
Yeah. Any shield that you can bang into shape is not a shield you're going to use in the fight.
No.
He got that John Henry shield ass.
Right. Nah, bro. What the fuck are you doing? Your arm got healed real quick, didn't it?
It sure is.
Taking a replica?
True.
Oh, that's right. They heal fast. Y'all did say that.
So, this is the jaw-dropping spoiler.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, that was it.
This is the what?
The jaw-dropping spoiler that we've been wondering about for
two,
3 weeks.
The cameo?
Yeah, that was
Y'all
it.
Y'all think that's what it is?
It has to be.
I guess so.
The only thing that was in this episode.
They made a big deal
they
about it.
They said it was supposed to be in this, the last
Yeah, it was episode 5.
So, apparently Marvel didn't say this.
Oh.
Because they blamed me Here for we go again. Too. When I clearly said I didn't trust this.
You did.
I clearly said that. Y'all dumb motherfuckers don't listen. But apparently Marvel didn't say those words. This was somebody else, quote unquote, connected to Marvel. So they're the ones who said it was going to be a jaw-dropping cameo.
That's the same thing that happened with WandaVision. They like put words in her mouth and was like, she was like, I ain't never said that shit.
But yeah, apparently this was supposed to be like a very important cameo, but I was just like, I don't know who this is.
The chick from Friends.
Yeah, right. The chick from Friends is here.
I thought the scene was dope though. I think she killed
without
that scene.
Without context of that shit we were supposed to see before this, I could see, I mean, I know the character. I know the face that looks familiar, but outside
Did
of that.
Did your jaw drop?
Nah. Mm-mm. I was just like, oh shit, that's Elaine.
She killed it, though.
I stared at her for a long time. I was like, is that her? I was like, yeah, that's
her. The only reason my jaw dropped a little bit because I thought it was Homegirl from 90210, the dark one. What was her name? Brenda.
I don't know.
I thought it was Brenda from 90210 for a hot. I was like, oh, I ain't seen her in nothing in a minute. But she wasn't really.
You ain't still seen it.
I guess not.
That's a deep
I guess
cut. Not. What?
But that's what she. Well, whatever. But either way, she just. I just didn't care about that scene. I was just like, okay. Well.
I thought the dialogue was cool.
Like, I thought, yeah, the dialogue was cool.
The whole blank business card shit. Like, that shit was funny.
It was a little too comedy. Like, it was a little too, like, I'm being kind of sarcastically funny. And it was like, well,
yeah.
I don't really need this right now.
She's like a quirky actress. That's, yeah.
Oh, is she like that in general?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your amazing wife or girlfriend or whatever line she said.
She's like, hi. So back to you. I was like, why are we?
I wish somebody would give me a blank ass card.
And she didn't even say shit.
And then tell me that the best decision in my life is calling them. I'll slap the fuck out.
No, like, picking up the phone when they call.
Shit.
Yeah.
I wish a chick would walk up on me and be like, look, here's this card, and the best thing you can do is answer the phone when
if
I call
blank,
you. I said, baby, I'm going to answer the fuck out this phone.
It's blank, Mike. How you going to call?
You think it's blank.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be like, look, take that card, dip it in some water, and put it under a red light. And you can be like, oh shit.
God damn,
it's outline of your chest.
She's different.
Yeah, you look different. Let's make this work.
All right.
That part was cool. The blank card was cool because it's definitely not blank.
Yeah.
It's definitely not blank. There's got to be something with that card. Mm. But her whole performance, I was just like, I don't get why she's being weird. She was very like Audrey Plaza. And I was like,
I love her.
I do too, but I don't think I would like her in a serious role.
Yeah.
Not after the nigga just got stripped for his titles and shit. He ain't trying to be all some goofy shit. Like. She came in there talking about something like, oh, we're getting in between me and my wife. Like, why she trying to console me?
And
like,
the wife moved.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not real.
She
didn't even say nothing when she called her out.
What?
Really light skin.
She had to be. Because a white woman walk up to your husband and be like, scoot over.
Yeah. You give him a little bit more melon, and that shit ain't going down.
Especially if you're a black woman. That's the last thing you want to lose. Lose your
fans. If I got you a white man, you're going to lose it to another?
Nah.
To an original? I work for this.
Right, to an original. That's what they call them.
Oh, man.
We then go to the next scene where we see Carly Red go full villain. Now that she done killed about 15 people and shit.
I like her now, bro.
You said you do like her now?
I fuck with her, man.
You were liking her before, right?
Huh? Yeah, I liked her before. I think my only slight, small issue with them is I wish we knew more of their backstory.
Mm-hmm.
But I fuck with them. I like them as a crew.
Okay.
You don't like her?
I don't really give a fuck.
You a hater, bro.
No, I don't need
I'm
them.
With them now.
You a hater, too.
I thought there was more to it, but at this point, we on the second to last episode, and all you doing is just killing motherfuckers.
But like, see, that's
and Carhartt's, like, come on, man.
I feel you. I wish they gave them an episode.
Said, out of six?
But you
mean an extra episode? You mean like an episode, like an extra episode?
Yeah.
Okay, not one of the six.
No. If there was like, maybe this was like a 7 episode, yeah. Or even a 9 episode series.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to have a little bit more backstory for us to be more invested in them. Because right now, we don't know shit.
A lot of that shit was probably what was edited out because of the whole like vaccine weird storyline shit. Like,
yeah.
This is comic book shit. We ain't going to be worrying about it.
Look, these motherfuckers created paragraphs and theses on Reddit over us making fun of Uncle Sion. You think they wouldn't get mad about a fucking virus? Like, they're... These look, people are babies. People are fucking babies.
It could have been like a zombie virus or some shit. Like...
Look, I'm with you. I think they should have left it too. But from a business standpoint, they probably made the most wise decision they could make. But they should have had their own episode for us to actually be invested because we're not invested in them.
I think even with their own episode, I still wouldn't be that invested. I'm just not that interested in this group like that.
Because
I get why you are, huh?
Because you only know their motives, right?
No, it's not about not knowing the motives. It's just that they're just not that interesting to me personally.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah. The Walker is interesting to me.
Yeah, Walker is way more interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We then go to see Bucky do the right thing and bring Zemo back to the Wakandans and shit.
That part was dope.
That was dope.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Was it foul that, was it foul for her to tell Bucky he can't come back to Wakanda?
She said for a minute. She didn't say forever.
Oh, because you worked with Nemo, yeah. Nah, it wasn't. Nah, he fucked up. He crossed.
Yeah, he can't come back.
He can't go back. Mm-mm. He can't go back to the house.
You broke the nigga that killed our King Alpha, and y'all had 2 weeks of an adventure.
Yeah,
this nigga over here diddy bopping in clubs and shit,
and you weren't even gonna tell us. We just found out.
Right,
he just
right,
found out. Yeah.
It'd be different if he went to
them
the
black
first.
Folks mad.
Were y'all let down by that?
Let down.
I know
by
y'all
what?
Like Zemo, because we ain't about to see Zemo.
Yeah, we are. Zemo's not over. Because you got to think of where they're taking him. Take him to that raft thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where the Avengers were locked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see him again.
Prison. Wait. They're taking him where?
To the raft.
She said, we're going to take you to the raft. The raft is that big, huge prison that they took the Avengers to in Civil War.
I don't remember.
Remember? It's at the very, very end.
I haven't seen it in so
then,
long.
Didn't somebody break him out?
Cap.
Captain America.
Cap broke him out.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're all fugitives when...
So he's not going to Wakanda.
Hell.
No.
Okay.
That's what I thought he was going to at first.
But. Yeah, so I was like, he going to Wakanda. We ain't seen him no more.
No. He would have been dead.
If you work your way out of Wakanda, nigga. Yeah.
They only said he was going to go to jail.
Right.
Yeah. You're going under the jail.
Right. Okay, so I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I thought they was taking him to Wakanda for some reason.
But no, yeah, he need to get out the way so they can do some cool fighting and shit, man. You know what I mean? 6 episode coming up. I ain't trying to see no talk. Some talking, but not a whole lot of it.
Well, we got some more talk because after we see that scene with Bucky, we then go see
Sam try to talk to Isaiah about like what really happened to him and
dope scene.
And get all the details and shit. What did y'all think about Isaiah's backstory?
Yeah, man. I mean, that whole scene was just dope. You felt it. It felt real. It felt authentic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the way that dude talks.
He talked like he'd been hurt for a long time. Like, you know, damn. He could finally talk about it.
I feel like he really Isaiah. He really went through this shit. Like, damn, dog, why they do you like that?
Real talk, I want to give that nigga a hug. Like, damn, bro, you just gonna be all right.
It's the way his voice be breaking. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's coming from his gut. Like, God,
that's
his
good ass acting. Yeah, man. I don't know where to pluck this nigga at.
Yeah, he's good.
Nah, I loved it, man. That was probably my favorite part. And that's when I was like, man, I'm gonna have to give it to Disney for this one.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're going this black.
Yeah,
you tell me you got that white man shield.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, man, I meant to look up the writer for this episode.
You found it,
and I thought about it, like, you know, I was saying as I was, you know, like feeling like some of the black authenticity in this one. I was like, I think they did right by Falcon by showing that black side of him. Now there was some pandering that was going on, at, you know, early on, but that whole conversation that they were having, I was with that, man. But you know, and I liked how he just kept it real with him. He was like, no self-respecting black man would take that shit.
Right.
But we all know what's going to happen or what did happen.
You didn't think they played Falcon in that scene?
They played the fuck out of him in that scene.
Thank you, Nick.
That's what I was going to ask y'all. Like, why did Isaiah have to say that shit?
I was talking about Isaiah, though. Yeah. You know, just Isaiah's part in it. Mm-hmm. You know, but
I thought you said they put the black in Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Just overall. Just the overall series. Yeah, to kind of show, it really showed like his conflict, though.
It said to me, and this isn't even me just making fun of Falcon. It said to me like he has a very serious identity issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he's conflict, stupid, right? Naive,
because he
is that too.
Because when you were saying how Lamont is trying to please Whitey, that's why I was saying it seems like that's more so Sam, because Sam walked in and he's just like, you know, oh, I just need to understand like what happened. It's like, she told you three episodes what the fuck happened. And then Sam's like, but the world is different now. I know people. And people in Reddit were like, oh, that's not him saying that, you know, he has power. What the fuck? It's exactly what it's saying. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know people. Mm-hmm. You know people to do what? Who do you know that can do anything to help this man?
I've been saying that since the beginning. Niggas was coming at me like, bro, what the fuck you talking about?
No, you've been right this
whole
time.
I was like, bro, this nigga don't act like somebody who is aware of who he is.
Exactly. Exactly. Because
if he did, that's the point, though.
Yeah.
Because they started off the whole series like, this nigga can't even get a bank loan. He a regular nigga. That's okay.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying they're not really putting the black in him, because he's still confused. He even said like, oh, well, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, he was going to say, you could have been the next Captain America. Why the fuck does Isaiah have to break this down to you in fucking kid terms?
Okay.
Because he is like, very
I don't think every black person is like hyper aware of their blackness.
He doesn't have to be hyper aware.
Sam he has to be is aware moderately of his blackness, aware. Though.
He's not. Sam's not.
He is to a certain
extent. He even said, okay, the thing about it is, and this is why I loved this episode, and I love what Disney's doing, and I think this has to be a black writer that did this. It has
That's
to be.
That's what I was thinking. I can't imagine.
What you got, Nick? He looked it up like 3 hours ago.
The writer's name is like DeLon Musson, but I haven't seen it.
Can't imagine a white person writing this.
The creator of it is named Malcolm Spellman, as far as like the show.
Oh, that's black. Malcolm and Spellman?
Malcolm Spellman.
He's black.
His last name, Morehouse?
So he could be.
But he even said, he's like, basically like, why are you mad? Steve isn't the one that put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have to explain to you that it's not Steve? Steve represents the entire system. This is why I keep saying that Falcon is corny. Because it's like, bro, it's been fucking 5 episodes. After that first discussion, you still don't get it.
Yeah.
Even leaving the room, Falcon still doesn't get it.
Yeah, man, I think the timing of it is fine.
You think they're what?
I think the timing of it is fine.
What do you mean the timing?
That he didn't get it the first time. Like on that first
introduction. He didn't get it the second time, the third time, and he still doesn't get it.
He still doesn't get it now, but I just think I think you're spot on. He is naive and idealistic about his place in the world.
Right. I'm going to give you. Go ahead, man.
But I think about. But when I say that he's aware of his blackness, it's like you have Sam, but you have like blackness all around him. Like his sister is still like really black. His place where he grew up is really black. He kind of cold switches when he needs to call him is really black. So he's aware of it, but he's trying to maneuver his way into a different, he's trying to move his way through the system, and he thinks he can change it from within. It's stupid and naive, and it's probably not going to happen, but he's very, you're right, he's conflicted on what to do as a black man with this responsibility that's been given to him.
Mm-hmm. I think they're doing a good job with that, Mike.
I didn't say they were doing a bad job with it. All I'm saying is he's corny.
No,
and why is he not fucking learned?
I can't tell if you're criticizing the direction and writing, or you're criticizing the character.
I'm not necessarily criticizing either, because I said this is why I love Disney, and this is why I think this episode was so good.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is this is why I don't get why people get upset when I say Falcon is corny. Mm-hmm. Because you even said that they're doing it intentionally.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're absolutely doing this intentionally. Mm-hmm. They are putting him in this role, in this situation where he's forced to look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Bradley had to talk to him like a preschooler.
Mm-hmm.
It should not have taken this long for Sam to understand Isaiah's point.
But see, I go back to Eric's point. Some black people are like that, though.
No. Eric said he's not hyper aware of his blackness. That has nothing to do with this. You don't have to be hyper aware of your blackness to understand basic words. Like, he fucking said, like, yo, I was locked up for 30 years.
Right. He showed him.
What is the... Yeah, I didn't get that. You know, what did that...
Like, the testing, I guess.
And you know old people like to show their scars and shit.
About that,
you
know, part. Yeah. I thought it was a stretch mark.
I was too, but then I realized when he said they experimented on him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Experimented on me. Bruh, the way I cannot say it the way he said, but bruh, I'm like, damn, man, that's fucked up.
He's amazing, isn't he? He's like, damn, they really did that shit to you. Yeah. Damn. And you over here acting too? That's crazy.
Right. You're amazing. Yeah. Right. You deserve a medal, goddamn. Shit. That's fucked up.
But it's
up.
Like, that's the old black angry man, that's me,
yes,
that won't let shit go. And then you have this new age black man that's men or people that's trying to do stuff different. Like, they know shit fucked up, but they're going to have a different approach. Me, I'm like, nah, what these motherfuckers have did, that's fucked up. And you put that shield on, you're going to represent all that fucked up.
And he ain't still didn't
get it. He ain't listening. He's just goofy ass going to put up. Right. That's what I'm saying, Rod. At the end of the day.
And that's why they playing
him. I'm
100% with you. They put him in a really, really tough spot to make him look like a complete motherfucking sucker. And that's what Isaiah Washington did in that scene.
You know what? I'm processing now. I think I misunderstood what you meant by putting the blackness in him. Mm-hmm. You're just saying that they're making him finally be aware of him being black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you said you're putting the blackness in him, I thought you meant like they're putting like the power.
No.
So that's
no,
my
no.
fault. I think I misunderstood what you meant. That's why I was like...
Yeah.
No, he's still a chump.
He is. And just, I mean, I think all of it is kind of related. We can go I'll wait till we get there.
What you was going to say to me directly, though?
That's what I was saying. Like, he's not listening to the black man, like Sam, because he's going to put on the cap suit.
I think he is listening, though. I think he is to a certain extent.
That Wakanda suit is probably going to be a Captain America suit.
Let me bring it. I think he is to a certain extent because, you know, I think you were saying, I know you... But he did say
he tried to cook his ass over this slither in his shit.
Oh, Cobra Commander ass.
Hey, well, this shit was black though, wasn't it?
It was.
With a hood. That's why I knew. I felt it. But he did have a conflict though. He had a conflict with his sister and like, look, don't let that man tell you that, because he was like, damn, man, am I cooning out here basically? He was just like, no, you out here fighting for this and for that. So I commend you, brother. Like, she was trying to prop him up. Because like at the end of the day, he did kind of take how do you not take some of what this old.
But she kid? Also kind of alluded to the fact that he just kind of left all that shit behind too. Sam left. And left them behind to just deal with that shit.
Because when did she say that?
It was like in that conversation, she was kind of alluding to it, because he was talking about, man, I saved the world. Because he loves to remind people every episode that he saved the world. That's the naivete that he has. Like, he's holding on to that shit because he thinks that he's did something so important. But then when he comes back, He gets harassed by the cops. He can't get a back loan, which he reminded him about that shit. And, you know, so there's, and then Isaiah Washington basically saying, yeah, if you put that shit on, you'll fucking sell out.
You keep calling him Isaiah Washington.
What's his name?
His name is Isaiah Bradley.
Yeah.
That's why I was laughing, like, when he first said it.
Why nobody say shit?
I was gonna say, you made your point. You let you cook, man. I thought that was his name until just now.
There is an Isaiah Washington. Man, he got into trouble for some shit, too.
He got into some shit.
Yes. My bad, Isaiah.
He ain't gonna experiment at all, though. Yeah. He got shit.
No, while she may have said that, she did say, you know, she did say the whole, like, you fighting a good fight there and you doing it here, so don't beat yourself up too bad.
Cause that's basically. a baby bro. Cause she could see it on him.
Yeah.
And you know, a black woman would be like, man, don't let that motherfucker tell you what you can or cannot do. But at the same time, she's like, man,
she
you put that
she
shit
ain't
on.
Been scarred bro. Up. She ain't see those scars.
She didn't right. see the scars, but she also, you know, there's still a personal
she
connection.
She can barely get her boat fixed. She probably ain't seen a lot.
I don't know.
Isaiah has said the most relevant shit this whole series. And he's been saying basically what I've been saying this whole time. He basically looked Sam in his face and said, you are fucking corny. Flat out. No jokes even. He basically looked at me and he's like, you're a fucking cornball. He said, you've been running around here with that white man's shield.
Yep.
He said, they will never let a black man be Captain America. And even if they did, no self-respecting black man would want to be. And what did Sam do 10 minutes later? I'm going to keep this shield, sir.
And they finally said it. Like, we've been wanting them to say it.
It was lovely,
too,
wasn't it?
It was lovely, man.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sam still hasn't said it. Everybody's saying the shit except fucking Sam.
Say what? Exactly.
It's that he's a black man in America that's been given the shield.
Boom.
IB said it, and even fucking Bucky said that
Boom.
Shit.
Boom.
Sam still hasn't acknowledged that shit.
Since when is the white dude the teacher on black issues? Bruh.
He was like, yeah.
He's like, I never even thought about what it's like for a black man to take this shield. And Sam's like, I didn't think about it neither. Who said that, Sue?
Yeah, they played him. And they played him again by having IB say that, Bucky say that, and his ass still gonna take that goddamn shield.
Sure so let me ask y'all this.
One thing.
Why do y'all think Sam gave the shield away? Do y'all think it had anything to do with his blackness?
Because he's a sucker. I thought at first it had something to do with his blackness, but now I think he's just like, I'm not worthy.
Yeah,
that's kind of it.
Because he didn't have superpowers or he didn't have the leadership?
I think that he looked at himself and just didn't feel like he was Cap.
I think his blackness was a part of it.
I don't think he was aware of his blackness to even think that. Me otherwise, either. He would. Because like Mike said, Isaiah told him in episode 2 or 3, he was like, bruh, they experimented on me. They did some fucked up shit. Look, I'm just trying to live at this crib and be at peace. The only piece that I got left. It's all because of this nigga and everything he represents and who he was connected with.
Ken, think about it this way, bro. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Look, think about it. Even Carly broke it down to him and he still didn't fucking get it. Even Carly, who's supposed to be like, what, 19? Is explaining to this grown ass vet how the world looks at us. And he's still just like, well, my best friend was Captain America, though.
Talking about Steve ain't the one that put you in jail.
Bro,
when he said that shit, I was like, bro, you don't get the fuck out of my house.
Bro, me too.
I would have said, like, bro, you can't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Like this episode was so amazing because, like, Isaiah said the dopest shit, and then they went to Carly, and Carly was like, how many more times do we have to die just to prove that we are citizens on this planet? How does she get it?
Mm-hmm.
So you got this young girl and this old-ass man. And you got Sam smack dab in the middle, just like, I don't know what's going
on. See, and I've been trying to figure out why we haven't heard him say the words. And I was like, I just asked myself, I said, well, what's understood doesn't often always need to be said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he know and understands it, and that's the conflict that he's having within himself, it seems like everybody else around him can kind of maybe see and understand or see his hesitation with it. And maybe they're just saying it for him.
I don't know, man. If he understood it, he wouldn't have said that goofy ass shit of, oh, Sam didn't, or Steve didn't put you in jail, and you could have been the next Captain America. What went wrong? What happened? Why are you asking stupid fucking questions when I already told you?
First of all, you should have known. So I agree with you. I think that was stupid for him to say you could have been the next Captain America. Like, exactly. What the fuck?
He's talking
about the 40s or 50s, bro.
Bro.
Like, come on. Where in the world, what world, what alternate universe is that going to happen on? So that was just stupid for him to say that. But
everything he said in that scene was stupid. Really. Because I don't know why they still writing it like he don't get it.
That I do have a problem with that. I think in episode 6. Well, I think it's too late now.
It's too late.
I think this was the one where he could have at least said it out loud. It would have been good to hear him say it.
Or just acknowledge it at least. It's be like, damn, I never thought about it that way, but what you say makes sense.
But I thought we did get a little bit of that. With the conflict.
Like he was dumb. He just looked at him like.
What do you want him to say exactly? Just to be clear.
I mean, he could have, at any given point, he could have said that I am a black man and they're giving me this shield. Say something about this country don't view black people in the way that they view white people. They may not accept me because of the color of my skin. So there are a couple of different ways he could
have
said it.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
No.
So what I was going to say was, I don't know if he's going to be Captain America.
Oh, he's definitely going to be Captain America.
He said it in this episode. He said, I need to give him the shield.
Right.
And he gave away the wings.
Yeah. Right. He said,
he gives him to that Torres guy I can't tell you, but yeah, he gives him to that Torres guy. So he's not Falcon no more.
I think he's getting new wings though.
They also,
I think new wings might be in a suitcase. I think it might be like a new suit, maybe with wings on it or something like that.
That's something.
I think it's tap shoes.
Shut up,
buddy. I'm a radio tap.
His name is Sam. Uncle Sam.
I didn't think of that.
I don't
know, man.
They about to get you around.
I'll take y'all 5 episodes to
get you
about to
get you. Then you gotta go outside.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Oh, we gonna get to that.
What you gonna do?
I can't wait to that.
Ooh, bucket.
Yes.
I can't wait to that review when you do that.
Jesus Christ.
But no, I think it's a new, like, I don't know if it's just a harness with wings on it, but I think it definitely includes wings. Like whatever is on that,
Wakanda hooked that shit up, bro.
Yeah, same. But I don't think it's gonna be America heavy. I just don't think it's gonna be
Black America.
You can have that shield.
I don't have that shield.
It's gonna be the same color.
It's fried chicken.
I'm listening right.
A vibranium apple.
I don't think he's gonna be Captain America. They've done too much setup of saying how that's just not the way the world is right now.
You don't give a fuck.
That's not the way the world is right now. Mm-hmm. So with the Wakanda building him a suit, and I don't know if y'all caught this, but they said that that shield doesn't belong to the government,
right? Mm-hmm.
So he's just gonna use the shield, but it's not representing America. So I don't think when he used it. I don't think when he used that shield, it's going to be representing America. I don't think he's going to be Captain America
anymore.
It's a
red, white, and blue shield with a star in the middle. It's a fucking American shield.
I get it. But I don't know what they're going to do. I just have a feeling that he's not going to be Captain America.
Well, he going to change the shield?
Huh?
I don't think he's going
to
change.
He's going to put it in...
I think he's going to remain Black Falcon.
That's the only way you're going to rebrand the shield.
Is it Black Falcon?
It's just Falcon.
Did I say Black Falcon?
He's going to remain the Black Falcon.
He's going to remain main Falcon. I don't think he's going to be Captain America.
I think
he's
going to
add Black.
He's going to be Captain Black America. That's what he's going to be.
Captain Urban America.
I think the whole legally owning the shield thing just means they're going to try to take it back from him.
Nah,
or something like that. The government maybe.
They
or
can't
just,
because they don't own it.
They don't own it. They said that. They said that for a reason, y'all.
They did say it for a reason.
They
I
said
agree.
It for a reason, and I think that's the reason.
And Sam going to go to jail for a shield. That's what it's going to be.
He can't go to jail for a shield.
They don't own it.
It's not their shield.
It's not their property.
Tooth and nail to figure
it's
that out.
It's not their property. It's not their property.
I've always wondered that. It's never made any sense because why did they ever say it was theirs?
Yeah.
I never really understood that.
Because it was probably because it was attached to Captain America himself, and they gave it to him. But it's made out of vibranium, which is from Wakanda. Like, all of that shit just don't say America.
It was a gift.
You know what it could be like? You know how America put their name on every fucking thing, try to have ownership of everything?
Like the moon?
Huh? Wait, so he's going to be Captain Colonizer?
He could be.
I don't know what the fuck he's going to be.
What?
But my point is that they always trying to tack their shit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this they can't do it because they don't fucking own it.
Yeah. But it's still red,
I think he's still going to keep it. Yeah, and it still will be representative of America. I don't think he's going to repaint it. I don't think he's going to customize it.
Hey, if he customizes
it. Make it a spinning ram.
That's what we'll be talking about.
So y'all
look like a big ass rim.
So y'all make it
black, green, and red or some shit. That
should
be hot.
If you get a spinning rim on that bitch. It block bullet shields.
That shit would be dope as
fuck.
Now you talking.
Hey.
Now you talking.
He get exhibits and do some shit on that motherfucker.
Tip my deal.
speaking of the goldfish in the shield.
Got hydraulics.
The shield have a PlayStation 2 on the inside.
Turned into a big ass speaker.
Oh, stupid.
He got 2 15s.
Oh, shit. What you about to say, Ryan? What you about to say?
No, I just strongly think that he's not going to be Captain America. He's not going to take on that role.
We'll see. Man.
Cause
the way they're setting it up, man, you know it just doesn't make sense to me.
Here's what I'll say to that, because I think, because the government would have to ask him, right?
Yeah. Not
really. Ask him to be Captain America, you mean?
Not really.
They asked him before, didn't they?
But that's before we knew what was going. Well,
did they ever
Steve?
Ask him?
No.
Because I was like, it's just Steve giving him the shield. That's
yeah.
It.
Oh. The government never asked him to
do
shit.
Well, they sent out this damn fake ass Captain America. So wouldn't they like to replace him?
They might like to do a lot of things, but I don't think they have to officially ask Sam to do anything. Oh, my only issue is Sam cannot properly protect the shield. You know what I'm saying? Like, they couldn't just go take the fucking shield from Cap.
No.
And they can't go take the shield from John Walker.
Mm-mm.
They can go take that fucking shield from Sam.
They could.
The government.
I don't think they could take it now.
But if why would they take it? It's not theirs.
Because like he was saying, like, if they want somebody else to represent America and they associate representing America with that shield, then they might want the shield back.
They might want it, but it's technically.
Here's the thing, Rod. The government is going to do what they want to do at the end of the day.
What can they do?
I know I said it, but that's what I'm saying. I think that's the whole point,
mm-hmm.
is that no, you can't have this.
No, the government can have what they want.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to take it anyway.
I know.
Why are you saying they can't have it?
They can't have it.
They can have it.
Because the line in the show.
They can't if they. Okay, damn, how do I want to say this? Like, of course, yeah, that's what they do, right? But I think that's going to be part of it. Like, you can't have this.
Oh, that's part of the story. That's going to happen.
Part of the story, yes. Okay. That's part of the story. I think so.
I don't think
so. I don't want to see the little L.A. law with Sam talking about, this is my shield. Give me my shield.
Because who said it? I don't remember at this point.
Io.
No, Who
said it?
Elaine said, this is not really
the
government.
That's right.
Because she's assumedly trying to get John Walker to go get the shield back. Not sure why.
Oh.
This is a nice ass shield.
Because he's Captain America.
Why did he go make his own?
I didn't read it that way. I thought she was just gonna create like a black ops or some type of hit government shit. That she was gonna create her own version of them.
But why did she say specifically, just so you know, the shield doesn't really belong to the government? It sounded like she was saying, like, yo, you can be outside of the government and just still get that shield and do whatever you want.
Or you can make your own, which is what he did.
Yeah.
Nah, she ain't asking to do that. That's his goofy ass.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody asking to play Tim the Two Man Taylor in his basement.
Building shields.
That is a good point, though, which is why he created it. Because
even Steve himself, wasn't that like, yeah, he started kind of working independent of the government when he, in the very first Captain America movie, he kind of did the same Isaiah shit where it's just like, I'm going to go rescue my homies and I'll give a fuck what y'all say about it or whatever.
Yeah, but he still came back to the government. Was like,
he was working for the government. Don't make it seem like he was a...
I mean, at first.
Vigilante.
He was a vigilante in Civil War because he wasn't agreeing.
Yeah, because he said, fuck the government at that point.
That was 100 and something years later.
Yeah, I mean, he was frozen. He had...
he
wasn't making decisions in that time block.
Brain freeze.
Well,
we go to seeing Sam being a normal black man for about 20 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if y'all want to say something about that.
It was cool. I like the relationship between the Bucky scene and all that. Yeah, that was cool.
I just liked him flirting with Sam.
That was funny.
That was funny. I was like, oh,
he was doing something with Wakanda too. You know that. That's why he loved black women.
Yep,
right?
I said that too, though. Years. I did too.
I'm not giving him no ass.
Melange ain't giving him no ass.
Nobody in Wakanda was giving him
no ass. It's just like you see all these beautiful black women.
Nah, he got some ass.
I know. See, right.
He got some.
They called him the White Wolf.
Yeah.
He got some ass over there,
for a reason.
You might be right.
He might got a little ass.
Hey, I might be missing the arm, but I can make the howl, girl. I'm like, woo! Call me the White Wolf. God damn it. Are they make playing? Your howl at the moon, girl.
Yo, are they really planning on it once you go black, you don't go back? Are they planning on it?
Maybe.
Because he ain't looked at no white women on the show. The closest he got was an Asian woman.
Yes.
But he was like, this ain't even good. And he walked down the thing. He was like, nah, man, I missed this dark chocolate.
He didn't even want to help Sharon. That was Sam.
He said, you ain't going to ask like the fucking Wakandans, bro.
Right. All I ask is that he take
take care of the kids, all right? You know what I'm saying? You can't just be out here with just be using people, all right?
Make a big baby.
Make sure you got to get back to the community, all right? You got to take care of the babies.
He's giving more to the community than fucking Sam. Shit. At least he went
the
back to
the community gave
Africa.
To Sam. Say, what? How come Sam don't have no money?
Don't say that again.
Nah, Nick.
Wait a minute.
We need to know why Sam don't have any have goddamn money.
Bucky
I
got
don't
money.
Know. But was Bucky ain't on the phone calling everybody.
Nah, Bucky was like, look, if I can't stay here, I'll go to a hotel. I got a flight and all that
oh,
other shit.
Oh, right.
He got money.
He's Sam like, I'm flying ain't got out no tomorrow. Money. Man, you know why Sam ain't got no fucking money.
He owe money. That's what he worse. He owe money. All the missions he doing, he got a debt he got to pay off.
Sam. Man. This Sam don't got
wait,
no money.
Wait, so y'all saying Bucky does have money? You yeah. said Bucky does have money?
It sounds like it, because he got an apartment. You know,
yeah.
he was flying around.
He ain't spending on shit, but he got money.
And he was, wasn't he ex-military or something like that? They're probably taking care of him.
But so, yeah, but Sam. So is Sam.
He's a VA. Oh.
So is Sam. They just playing him.
That's what I'm saying. He must owe money.
Nah,
something going on.
Bucky just take care of his money better.
You can't get no boat fixed, bro. That boat probably costs like what, like $3,000?
He couldn't even
that
fix the boat.
That boat's shitty as hell.
Every time he tried to screw something, Bucky had to come along like ding and yep. fix it for him.
Yep,
he couldn't do shit.
You know that shit got to be annoying though.
It's got to be,
and it's embarrassing
too. He was so
too.
Bad. His sister didn't want him to paint the boat. She was like, nah.
So, yeah, I'll pick up the engine, the motherfucker.
I knew that was coming, though.
You're welcome. Yeah, yeah.
The second he said it, I was like, here come Bucky.
Yep, as soon as that shit lifted up.
But damn.
I thought that scene was cool, though. And it showed the community aspect of, you know, just mm-hmm. how a community can come together, too. Mm-hmm. So, I did like that scene. Mm-hmm.
I liked it, too. He called a little Riri and them and shit to come through. Yeah, I hated that montage. I'm like, come on.
Why?
Man. I thought it was cool. It was the stereotypical black montage.
No, that's probably...
If it wasn't there, you would have been like, why ain't
hey,
there?
Hey, Auntie Joey, you remember little nah. Tracy's son?
But it was based off.
That's real,
Tracy,
though.
He said Tracy's son from down the street. He didn't even say a street name.
Down the street?
You don't have to. Yeah. You right. don't. This, what are you talking about?
This
you
blah, 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 blah boy.
This
shit.
Is very typical black yeah. neighborhood shit. You need help with something, the neighborhood takes care of you. I like that scene.
You don't ever say what street. You say, I'm down the street, around the corner from you.
And no one asks what street anyway.
No, because they know.
It doesn't make a difference.
Once you say the name, the identifier, yeah. they already know.
You know such and such from what the street.
Your mom and
daddy. That's normal.
Yeah.
It seemed like, yeah, they were doing it all based off of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they really said what his parents were into.
They did.
He said that they helped the community.
Yeah.
Okay, then that totally makes sense. If his parents helped the community is going to look at that and say, okay, we owe you a debt.
Matter of fact, they said it on the phone. Yep. Like, of course, yeah. You talking about such, you such and such.
Right.
Yeah.
That scene was cool, man. I liked it.
Yeah. They didn't have to make it seem like that dude's daddy couldn't get up. They could have at least said he works overtime or something.
Whose daddy couldn't
remember the two kids? They were like, when they were going to school, uh-huh. and she said that, I can't remember the kid's name. She's like, yeah, but them boys' parents can't ever get up mm-hmm. before 12.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but they could have at least said he works overtime, so he can't get up.
I mean, look, we don't even know who the fucking daddy of them little two kids are, so.
This is, damn. Damn, Mike.
Mike, come on.
Golly, man.
Am I
about to be Bucky.
You ain't have to, It need to be Bucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You call him Uncle Sam.
Or fucking Uncle Samuel L. Jackson. Maybe he came over there and was laying it down real quick. Uncle Nick. I'm not your uncle, boy. I ain't your uncle, boy.
Where the motherfucking falcon at?
The falcon, your motherfucker.
Oh, we then get to see Sam train with the shield.
My shit was dope, Mike.
Hold on, yeah, Mike. My question to
that
Mike.
That shit was dope.
No.
That shit wasn't dope?
No.
It made no sense.
What you talking
no,
about?
It did not.
It made zero
I'm still
sense.
On it. This does not make sense to me.
I just got one question for y'all.
Okay,
I just got one question for y'all. How much respect did you lose for Sam? After watching his goofy ass flail around with that damn shield, bro. Come on.
You already knew that shit was coming.
Niggas be flipping, man.
Niggas be flipping. I told y'all that. I told y'all it was in the trailer.
Flip that much.
He ain't black.
He
didn't have
he
to.
He ain't black.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't never had
he
to.
He be doing that spin kick.
Cap was a downhill nigga. Cap was a downhill nigga. You ain't never seen that nigga flipping and flare. Come on.
Nick, you know that. A black man has to be twice as good.
Exactly. Yep.
That's why he got to flip a little bit more.
He got to work twice as hard, Nick. That's just the way it goes.
I was like, y'all really doing
and
this?
And Cap got like a trademark, like genie flip before he throw his shit. He got like, trust
you
me, son.
Genie flip.
He did a little genie flip. He throw that shit.
Look, it didn't make any fucking sense because he's over here talking to Bucky and they throwing the shit.
Yeah.
Homie,
the second Bucky left, He couldn't catch the motherfucker for nothing. For nothing. I was like, you were just catching it. What happened? We trying to show off for the white guy? But now that he's gone, you just lost all your fucking moves? It didn't make any sense. All he had to do was catch it. Man, I ain't talking about the flip. Just catch the shit.
That one time when it came and he ducked.
He ducked.
I was a rogue.
I ducked for him. Because I was like, damn, nigga, you going to get your ass beat. Shit. Fucking with that damn shield.
My thing is like, this ain't a fucking frisbee, man. Like,
apparently it is.
Take it seriously.
It kind of is.
He just over here tossing shit.
I just can't. Like, I'm just not buying into it, man. This shield shit.
I think it was to show a parallel between like two dudes just throwing a football. It was just like, that's kind of what the shield was.
So he could catch it, but then when the dude left, he just couldn't catch it no more.
I mean, you ever throw a football at a wall and caught that bitch?
No, but he did for about 10 minutes while the dude was standing right there.
I don't know what that. I can't explain that shit.
I really, you know, I wish. I don't know if they have an episode on cap on that thing that you sent me.
The Legends?
That? Yeah, because I would really love to know the details of how that shield works. Like, I assume there's some kind of magnets or something.
I think it's all like
sending us all kind of shit.
No, because when he, like, there was points where Sam would throw it mm-hmm. and it would bounce off the things and it would go and Bucky would catch it.
I think it's all about knowing angles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has handles on the inside, but how do you
slide it?
It just
in,
doesn't. Like,
I don't know how the Dora Milaje did it. That was the one that confused me.
Are the handles
me.
Magnetic? Like, so you could just let it
That's
go?
That's what I'm trying to figure and, out. And catch because, it. Like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. It doesn't really have to.
I'm pretty sure in Age of Ultron, Steve had some like magnetic shit on his wrist or whatever. He stepped on it and it like rose up to him and caught on his shit.
Maybe it's because no.
But so, as far as the angles work, I think that's just geometry.
Yeah, that's just angle like pool or whatever. That's yeah. angles, like pool, playing
so
pool.
There, so Sam is that good with angles to where...
Maybe he's practicing.
He got
but he
there.
Can't throw it back at himself, eventually. But he knows angles enough to make it bounce and go to Bucky.
They probably worked it out before they, you know, before we got there.
I was making them before you got here.
Look, I'm not saying this as a knock to the show. I'm saying I want to understand.
Me too.
I just want to understand how this shield works because I did a very light Google and I couldn't find anything that made me understand like how a regular person is able to do these moves with the shield the same way Cap was.
Right.
I just don't get it.
I don't like, get it either.
The shield, even though it's light, clearly it has some kind of oomph to it. Cause when fucking Cap throws that motherfucker, it knocks him out.
Yeah, when it
and
hits
that's
somebody,
my point
yeah.
too. Like, it's hard to accept it because the way Cap throws it and it hits something, and the way Sam throws it and it hits something, it's not going to be the same.
It shouldn't be
because one has super serum and one doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It won't,
no,
so
it's not
so
be the same.
Yeah.
It
so
be. It won't be then.
It wasn't the same, but they made it seem like it was the same with John Walker though,
because he was a super mm-hmm. soldier at that
he
time.
Was he not, wasn't. Nah. Not at the
beginning.
Nah.
When he threw
at the beginning.
He wasn't at the remember? Beginning.
At the beginning, he was just tossing it, though. He wasn't tossing it.
He was knocking motherfuckers out with it. Remember?
But he wasn't tossing it that hard.
No, remember the first fight? He threw that motherfucker right. Boom, 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 and came back to him.
Yeah, it was like a boom. Like, that's what,
I feel like.
But that's without the super serum, though.
So all these dudes just are really good at math and know angles and how fucking.
That's what, I was like, that's what.
They have a mental protractor and shit. Like,
that's what Sam was doing, just like casual. It wasn't like super far distance stuff. But remember when John Walker threw that shield at Bucky that last time, and he threw. Like mm-hmm. 30 yards back, he was a super soldier. So
I
like,
just don't understand how effective it's going to be for just a regular ass person.
It was effective for John Walker, though. We saw that.
But okay, so it was effective for John Walker, but then but at first we thought he might have had the CERN, but then we found out that Eric brought to the table that he was a superior
mm-hmm.
human
or whatever. So mm-hmm. that it made a little bit more sense, but still not enough for me to be like, well, still ain't Cap. He's still going to throw it like 10 times harder. Like, Cap is going to throw it 10 times harder.
Yeah, go ahead.
But even when Cap throws it, we see that it bounces off the wall. So he has control over it. When John Walker had the serum, he threw it into the wall because he didn't have any control over it. So I still feel like there's a little bit of like finesse in the throwing the shield. So
it
even,
has to be.
So even with Sam on these trees, he might not be throwing it at his full strength. He might be just like practicing, trying to figure the shit out. Or just like testing his strength. Maybe he threw it too hard. So he caught it too hard. Or he had to like dodge the bitch or something. And as far as like Bucky,
I don't know.
Maybe, like, here's what I'm thinking. if you throw a shield at one tree, it's supposed to bounce straight back at you, right? That's the angle you're testing out. But if you got somebody standing over there with you, you can do a different angle, and they catch it, they throw it back at you, you catch it that way. Maybe. Man,
you've been on Reddit too long.
I've barely been on Reddit. I'm like, just saying, like, just, it's two different angles.
I'm just cementing the show. I don't give a fuck at
this. I want to, but I think there's probably something to it that we're just not
You getting. Can't just suspend your disbelief or whatever.
Not that. Because, yeah. I mean, we spent 10 years watching Cap. Do these fucking crazy moves with his shield, and we just assumed
with power and force.
It was his powers. We just assumed that it was because of the serum. And I never once said that regular people can't pick up the shield. I know it's not fucking Thor's hammer. Mm-hmm. I know regular people can pick up the shield, but throwing it, having it bounce off of the heads of 12 people, and then boom, you just catch it. I was even looking in this episode because I thought it was just two straps on the inside and you slide your arm through.
That's what I thought too.
But how in the hell, like, it's flying like this and you just, you're not Cap. I can see Cap being able to do it that fast, yeah. But
I don't think they fasten it every time they catch it.
Practice. I mean, I hate to be that simple, but it is.
To be honest, like I was under the understanding before, I guess, like John Walker, that one of Captain America's superpowers was knowing the angles and how to exactly throw that shield for him. I didn't think everybody could just start doing that shit. Mm-hmm. So
right.
But look, I ain't got all the answers.
All I'm saying, if the white man can do it, the black man can do it. So if John Walker can throw that bitch and hit motherfuckers at angles and shit, with practice, Sam Walker better be able to.
Well, Sam's shitty at it, as we saw throughout that whole.
He got better, though. He got better. That's the point of the montage.
He ain't get that much better.
The nigga was doing like 80 flips.
Niggas
flipping. He shouldn't be worried about catching the shield first besides flipping.
Yes.
Yeah, what was the point of that flip anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
It looked cool.
Yeah. It did look cool.
Did it not?
Nah. It looked cool. It looked like a cone. Cool. That's yeah. It looked cool, not cool.
It looked cool. Well, but no, it makes sense. I mean, because if you throw something and you got to do some shit,
okay, look.
It's a superhero shit.
Cap did that shit.
Where did you see him do la la la?
Steve used to do them flips. He used to do them twists.
Cap
used to throw the shield, beat some motherfucking ass, and then catch it.
That's not what we said. We said flip.
But that's what the flip is. That's the flip.
That's what he said.
He was like,
he said, when did Cap do that thing? Boom, 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 and then catch the shield.
I wasn't. That's not what I asked.
That's what. But I was talking to Rod.
No, you. When you were looking at me.
What's up?
When did Cap do them flips? Like, I know, like, when in the first Avengers, he would throw it and he would, like, jump off a car and catch it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like,
that's what I'm
why
saying.
Would that be part of your practice routine?
Because that's the way that Falcon fights. He does flips and swipes and shit like that.
But then he gonna have to keep them wings.
Yeah.
You know? Well, obviously he doesn't, because the way he was flipping, goddamn, he ain't need no wings. The way he was flipping.
If he's doing what he was doing in regular battles,
I think he's still
gonna get his ass whooped.
Look, I ain't
saying he already did get his ass.
John Walker gonna walk him like, what the fuck?
All I'm saying is that I got it. I got why he did the flips and then caught it. He's just doing something before it comes back.
Practice. It's like dribbling basketball. You practice your moves before you get in the game. Then it becomes natural to you.
Mm-hmm. You got exaggerated swagger.
We'll see. Huh?
Exaggerated swagger of a black man.
Oh, stop it. We'll see how good he is with the shield in the next episode.
Oh, he gonna whoop some ass.
But I do agree with Ken.
Hell yeah.
I do agree with Ken. If we're gonna accept Walker with the shield, we should accept him with the shield.
Walker is the pinnacle of human perfection.
Sam is
right, Sam is not.
They were showing.
Okay, no, hold on. But Sam was in the he was in the military, Mike. He's military trained, just like John
Sam
Walker.
Sam, a nigga from Louisiana.
I'm talking about the pinnacle of perfection. But they both were trained in the army too.
But this was Eric's point. First off,
what's that?
Okay,
that John Walker is supposed to be the pinnacle of human perfection physically.
Look at this shit. Look at the twist.
So
when he throws it,
How is that the same thing as Sam just being trained in the military?
Because they both have military.
Come on, man.
This makes it sound like John Walker has, like, not even a serum, but he's just a perfect human physique or whatever.
Yeah.
Sam is not that.
So I think that was us.
Was it too quick?
I saw it.
He did the twist. Captain America did the fucking twist.
Little period.
But he did it.
So I think He didn't have to. It was pointless. It just looked cool.
I think that was us rationalizing at the time when we didn't know, because we didn't know that you could be a regular motherfucker throwing the shield. So we were trying to come up with reasons why John could do it.
Right.
One was the super serum, and then we were like, okay, well, that shit's out. Then we were like, well, how can he do this? Then it was the peak of human perfection. I think what Sam is showing us is that may not necessarily be the case. that, you know, he could...
With enough practice, you can do
it. I think that's what it is. He's becoming a better human, so he's able to...
A better human?
A better human.
I'm good.
When you're talking about human perfection, that's what I'm talking about, like physically, physically.
That's great. We didn't... Why does Bucky keep opening up to Sam?
What you mean?
He has nobody else to talk to.
It seemed like Sam don't really be giving a fuck about his problems.
No, Sam... He give a fuck. Sam, isn't he some, like, therapist or counselor?
Yeah, he's
a counselor.
He's been using them skills... Yeah. Damn near every episode, he tried to talk Carly, somebody down.
But he can't. He doesn't know how to do active listening, does he? Mm. If he did, then he'd fucking understand all this shit by now. Goofy motherfucker.
He just
maybe he can't fix himself, stubborn. But he can fix everybody else.
I think his sister called him stubborn.
That was deep, bro.
What'd you say?
I said maybe he can't fix himself, but he can fix everybody else.
Because some therapists are like that.
They are.
Some people are like that.
That's true.
You got friends that give good advice, and they like fucked up. And it's
you're right.
Like,
yep, you're right.
We saw Sam try to fix himself. That's what he was training on.
Yeah, he tried to talk down to John Walker in this episode. That shit ain't work. Somebody said the wrong thing. It's like, oh, shit. She tried to fix Carly. Oh, shit. Here you go. So it's just like.
Yeah, his talks is
that
trash.
Shit keeps,
yeah, trash.
His talks ain't trash. It's just like shit be happening. And that's the same thing he tapped into when he was talking to Bucky. He tapped into his, he went into his, you know, his PTSD counselor mode or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought that scene was like really dope. But anyway, you're going
to
say something.
No, I was just saying, like, he always be, he be rude to him. I be feeling like, damn, bro, Bucky just try to open up to your ass.
With which part? With telling him he got to do the work?
Like, he was like, look, Steve gone. All right, so you need to get over that shit.
I think that's real. That's just like, bro, like, he can't help
this
you no more, man.
This 6 months after Endgame, though. This ain't like that long.
He can't help you no more, man. You got to do the work.
That was kind of rude, I thought, too. It's like, why you being a dick, man? You know? Don't get mad at me because Isaiah done cut your stupid ass out. You gonna take it out on me? Shit, man. Come on, bro. I'm trying to open up and let you know how I'm feeling today. Like, Cap's gone.
No, I think that
bitch.
Even before he said it, he was like, tough love? He was like, yeah, he gone. You got to do the work. I saw your little list. Like,
man, he should be like, yeah, I know he's gone too. Like, clearly, because like, your bitch ass
tough love, you a nigga. And that's why.
That's why you played around with this shield ain't shit.
And that's why you think that shield
turned into Reddit.
That shield ain't gonna protect you from racism.
That would have been funny as shit.
Hell nah.
That's a good point. It's just not a good point. But oh shit.
Yeah, it was a good point.
It was a real good point.
What I mean, not a good
point.
What I'm saying, you brought up something that I remembered when he said like he apologized to Sam for like not understanding dynamics with holding that shield.
Mm.
Y'all remember that part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Y'all did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. Why wouldn't you understand like that he had an understanding of what that he can't necessarily
know. Ken brought up the fact that he's never said it himself. Other people keep saying it around him, but it doesn't seem like he has understands it.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Bucky,
why would he accept what he said?
Bucky even said that I never thought about the ramifications of you being a black man with the shield.
Right.
So I was saying earlier that everyone seems to understand this shit except for Sam.
Yeah, I get it, but at that point he acknowledges it. That
he didn't say shit.
He just looked at his ass.
He just looked at him. Because he's still trying to prod. He's like, what do you mean I'm black?
It also,
we're all the same color underneath.
Right.
Also,
I'm sea color.
You don't think he's going to take the shield?
Huh?
You don't think he's going to take the shield in the next episode?
I do think he's going to keep the shield.
You do? So you think he's going to use
it? I just don't think it's going to be government property, and it's going to be Captain America.
Oh, shit. Hold on. It just hit me.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Maybe that's a way. Maybe that's his workaround.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What's his workaround?
A workaround.
Of being Captain America.
Yep. With what Isaiah
He doesn't
Isaiah
have to be
said.
Property of government. He doesn't have to be Captain America.
I see Rod's point. If he doesn't become the official Captain America but still have the shield, then maybe.
He's like, my friend gave me the shield.
He can have some self-respect.
I'm just telling you. Yeah.
So I definitely wasn't understanding your point earlier. But I do now. I do now.
Damn.
So when I say he's going to be Captain, I just meant he was going to have the shield and like.
You want an off-brand Captain America? That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying I want an off-brand, but I think that's what he's going to have. I think he's going to take the shield that his friend gave him. His friend gave him the shield. It doesn't belong to the government, so he doesn't have to be Captain America. He could still wield the shield. Or no, will not will, but still have the shield.
He can wield the shield.
Bars.
Okay. You know? Yeah. All right, cool.
Mike, I want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
So when Sam and Sarah was having a little intimate, you know, brother and sister moment, deep moment, bruh, did I'm the only one that catch this part of this episode or the scene where he was like, where he ignores Isaiah's reasoning for not becoming Captain America because he says like, if I'm doing all this struggling and fighting, it might as well be for a reason.
Bruh. See? Nah. Man. Few seconds later, he do this goofy ass smile, bruh. I cried. It's at, bro, 46 minutes and 40 seconds, bro.
Damn.
Watch that shit, bro. He'll go from a straight stare and he'll do that ugly mean smile that everybody believe in. Bro, he slowly says smile, bro. I cried.
I'm so mad.
I watched it about eight times. That's why I was
asking. I didn't notice either.
You ain't see it?
No.
Bro, go back.
I'm going to, definitely. The second I get home.
But no, that's what I was saying, Rod. Like, he ain't listening.
He is, y'all.
Because he's, bro, he's said not.
A, he's acknowledging going, it. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some.
He hasn't said it.
It's going to take some, just because he hasn't said it, but it's going to take some time to get his mind wrapped around that, you know, he's not as privileged as he thought he was.
It's been five episodes, man.
He got
we
one
only
more.
Got one more. And he said in this episode, times have changed.
Yeah.
I know people.
Yeah.
I would be like, fuck. You
when did he say that
when he was talking to Isaiah, that was right, but disrespectful.
I think he left that conversation taking in what some Isaiah said. Why do y'all? Why
he left that conversation. This scarred up black man got went through some shit.
Wow,
right?
I'm a bad rod up on this one because growth
of course
is
you are.
Growth is still growth is a process. It's not like you have one conversation and then you like change. It's sometimes like events and people plant seeds in your head and then it takes time for them to grow.
You've planted seeds in my head over years, right?
I'm sorry, say that word.
You've planted seeds in my head over years. And at some point I finally got like, okay, maybe the way I thought, even though I think I'm thinking right and I have no malicious intent behind like LGBT community, right?
Yeah.
But then I started acknowledging like, damn, that shit just... It's just flat out not isn't right.
And grown
right?
men are stubborn.
It takes time. That. It takes time. I've been I was programmed a certain way. Like I, you know, for
we got
years.
Six episodes, Rob. We ain't got that much time.
Right. I mean, in real life, mm-hmm. what you're saying makes complete sense because it took me a long time to start adjusting how I talk to people.
Yeah.
And all that kind of shit. And I learned that from y'all. Don't talk to y'all certain ways. I get it. But like Nick just said, this is a 6-episode TV show,
mm-hmm.
and I just find it weird that it's taking this long. Because it seems like the show is just drilling in the fact that he does not understand his place within America.
Right.
And it seemed like after that first conversation with Isaiah, the wheels should have been turning.
I think they were at that
but
point.
But turning enough to don't bring your goofy ass back to my house and say this dumbass shit. Oh, why are you mad at Steve? Steve didn't put you in jail.
Oh, you said after the first conversation.
After the first conversation, he should have started thinking about this.
Well, I think after the first conversation, he was just shocked that this dude even existed.
That's the problem.
Okay.
I'm looking at it like, oh, that totally makes sense. He is a black man in the, 30s or whatever it is? 30s, mm-hmm. 40s, whatever.
Something like mm-hmm. that, yeah.
Got tested on. They put him in jail for 30 years. But the blonde hair, blue-eyed white guy that they tested on the same way, he came out and just became the perfect symbol of America.
And I can understand how that shit just don't click for some people immediately.
Eek. Then I just.
What you say?
He said eek.
You said eek. Well, I'm really trying to.
I don't know why I said that. I don't say that in regular conversation.
You know what he said. He was like, nigga, I don't even have words.
You said eek.
I got an automatopoeia for y'all. Eek.
Eek. My man went straight to comic book. Eek.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I just don't.
I think
get
he did think about it, which is why his sister had to talk him into doing it.
Exactly.
Because he was like, yeah, sis, I know you think I was a sellout. You know what
he's talking, about, but he's talking about the first time, though. But he's talking.
He's like, nah, Sam, I don't think that.
Yes, she did.
She gave you that. She gave the camera that fourth wall bike look like.
Yep.
Like, you lying. Like.
Yeah,
he's talking about after the first one, though.
That's what
But I'm saying it should have been enough for him to not come back all this time later and saying this stupid shit.
Yo, he's been an Avenger for how long now?
The Black Avenger.
Huh?
Yes.
They treated Rhodey better than they treated him.
Who? Well, Rhodey's in a mask. I mean, he's in a suit,
what
so
happened?
I can't see
what
him.
What happened when fucking Rhodey got jacked up? And remember Sam Landon was like, damn, I'm sorry.
Tony shot Boop. Sam.
Didn't say a word. And we didn't see Sam the rest of the fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying, man, he has to be reprogrammed, man. That's he's been Avenger for a long ass time with certain benefits and
he's been black longer.
Exactly.
Been black. Okay, go ahead, Ken.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's been 5 episodes and he still ain't said it.
These hour long episodes too, Rob. There's a lot of content.
Maybe it's supposed to be like this moment.
Who needs to show up next week? Fucking Michael Richards from Kramer.
Clan man.
Use a nigger. Is that exactly what he needs?
The other side for your cameo.
Exactly. Let him show up as Clan man and call Sam Clan a nigger. Man. And I bet Sam will still be like, who are you talking to? Where's a nigger? I don't see a nigger.
You
dirty nigger.
Clayton Bigsby gonna show up. We gonna get an episode of that.
Episode 6 might be the episode y'all looking for. Like the declaration and the acceptance.
I think so too.
But if it is, y'all feel like that's too late?
No.
It'll be just on time, shit.
It just reaffirms the conflict that, you know, he's been going
through. So y'all need him to say it.
I need him to acknowledge it. He doesn't have to say
it. He has kind of acknowledged it, though.
I am a black man.
I feel like he's going to have this speech.
He kind of acknowledged it this last episode.
No, not at all.
This is how things going to happen, Rod. He going to get up on stage and he going to be like, look, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't land on Plymouth Rock.
All right.
But look, really quick, let me just be very clear, because I can already see the angry white people in the comments. If they were not inserting racial issues into this show, I wouldn't even be having this conversation.
This is true.
Because I never one time brought up blackness in any of the, I don't think at least, in any of the movies where Sam, none of that. So I didn't even care.
Right.
Say what?
I probably did.
Yeah, Ken probably did. Ken probably did.
That's me.
I don't think I did.
No.
And if I did, it was probably as a joke. But they are clearly, because I know they're like, oh, well, you gotta make everything about race. Well, this particular show is very racial. Mm-hmm. It's very racial. That's the only reason I'm even looking at Sam this way.
I don't even think you have to clarify that. I mean, I think it's apparent, man.
It's apparent.
Even though you did, they ain't gonna hear it. That's probably it.
Say what?
Even though you clarified, they ain't gonna hear it.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
So,
fuck them, but
this is what the show is.
But I can see them being like, why are you being so hard on him racially? Well, because they've planted this racial umbrella over the show, and it's just bizarre to me that Falcon is the only one not getting it. Yeah. Even the white ally is like, So, I get it.
So let me just plain out ask y'all. So y'all don't think the wheels are turning at all right now?
If they're turning, they're turning super fucking slow and the tire is flat.
They're rusty as shit.
So y'all think he's still in the same place he was when this show started?
Because when he puts on that costume, that's the first indicator he ain't listening to Isaiah.
When y'all think he's in the same place he was when the show started?
Yeah,
I don't.
I don't think he's in the same place. I think he's maybe one or two steps ahead.
He made a lateral move.
I think Isaiah hit home, but I think he's going to choose to be his own man. So Isaiah hit home and he thought about his sister was just talked him into doing it his way.
Yeah, because what it was, he's like, can it be both? What did he say about
see?
That? What did
he say? He's going to be Captain Black America. I'm telling you.
No. What did he say? What was that statement regarding?
Something like, can it be both? I think I know what you're talking about.
He's like, why can't it be both or something?
I don't remember.
Shit.
He was a little Mexican girl on a taco commercial.
Oh, the one that put
the
meme?
Yeah. So here's my prediction for episode 6. I feel like he might be fighting John Walker, whatever, his U.S. agent or something, and Bucky might be incapacitated, and he's going to give his speech like right as he's like finishing him off, maybe, declaring his blackness.
As he's punching him like, I know I'm black.
No, not while he's punching him, but like, right before he's about to go in.
I'm not buying that one.
Maybe.
If no. The only way I'll buy
like,
Walker calls him a nigger. I'll be like, all right, cool.
He's gonna have his.
He got a black wife. His friend was black.
So like,
he probably called.
Bro, that don't mean they're not racist.
Yeah. I ain't say he wasn't racist. I'm just saying he can't call him a nigga right there.
He can.
Wakanda gonna get him one of those absorbing suits, so that way he can get power based on whoever hits him. He gets that same power back.
That'd
be a way you can eliminate him being like a regular,
being a bitch ass nigga.
That's what I'm wondering about. Like, you think he covers his whole body or just like the chest part? Because
it could be like a suit. Like, you
they
know,
have to make
like,
a special one for him.
Yeah, like Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Once
shock absorbing,
shock absorbing, and then you get that same energy back.
They gonna call him Black Panther.
That'd be a way that they can get, you know, make it believable with him just being regular. I think that would be the smart thing.
I'm ready to see that shit.
Because I just can't see just regular ass Sam just kicking people ass.
Just a side note, apparently there are images floating online. So make sure you be very careful of the suit already.
Oh, God.
I didn't see it, but people on Twitter were like, yo, so just make sure you don't click any links. Be very careful until Friday.
Damn. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
I know.
fuck. I'm glad you said that though.
Yeah, yeah, I have a feeling it's gonna get ruined for me.
Yeah, I'm
I would have been pissed.
That's why Captain America grabbed Mjolnir, man.
You saw what?
Captain America, when he grabbed Mjolnir for the first time.
You saw it on Twitter first?
Yeah.
You didn't get to experience that in the theater.
And I still felt it. I still felt it.
Nah, he
which was crazy. No, I did. No. I did.
You ain't feel it, bro.
Y'all niggas always say that here.
Nah, man. You ain't feel it, like,
when he said Avengers Assemble,
you ain't feel it, bro.
Damn.
In that theater, in that moment.
Oh, try. No,
when you're among everybody that didn't know it was coming.
Bro.
You saw that motherfucking hammer move.
Crowd was crazy.
Man, I almost pissed my pants, bro. I was like...
That was a top 10 theater moment for me.
It really was.
That's probably number one for me.
Well,
still, even with the spoiler, it might have been number one for me.
Number one was still when Cap put the fucking shield on his arm and then you hear the on your left, even though it was from Falcon, Nigga Bird. But that was still my number one top emotional moment of any Marvel film. Because I was just like, oh, God. Oh, God.
It's about to happen.
I was like, bro, it's about to go down. I'm glad this theater is dark. Ain't nobody see me over here. I was like, yo, here it comes. And he flew out like a little bitch. he took a little victory lap. He flew out like a little hug.
Oh,
and then
shit.
T'Challa came walking out. Was like, what we doing?
He was swagging the serving home a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. All that shit was dope, man. Yeah, you can't take it away. Everything was fucking dope.
Nothing will match that. Nothing will match that.
That was the most respect you have for Sam.
Yeah, because he's on your left. That's all he could do. He said, "Nigga Bird coming."
Oh, man.
I still want to see him get hit by a shield out the sky. I still want to see that.
We most likely going to see Carly Rae get hit because she out here kidnapping government officials and shit with her little...
Who'd she kidnap?
Remember they...
Sorry.
Yeah. They go to that... they go to the scene where she's plotting out to kill Sam as well. Like, she got somebody that... She hired one of the criminals to kill him as well.
Did y'all know that was George St. Pierre? The UFC fighter?
I could tell by his ear. He got that cotton ball in his damn ear.
Mm-hmm. I saw him in the movie, and I was like, that motherfucker looks just like GSP. But I assumed it wasn't him because I didn't know him to be an actor. Mm. And this is the first time where I realized that really is him. And I'm like, damn, that's cool as fuck. Y'all don't care. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow. Really yeah. I don't follow.
I'm sure somebody's like, yeah, Mike, I'm with
I'm
you.
I'm happy for you, though.
That was an asshole.
I tell you, man, you're gonna get kicked out the show, bro.
That was an asshole. Bro. That was an asshole. Bro. I'm glad you was excited about that.
I hope that made you feel better.
It's too easy, man.
I was pissed that we didn't. As soon as Sam opens the case, the credits end. That's
I loved it, man.
I was so mad.
Cool.
Really? Yeah. The whole time, like,
it was a good cliffhanger, but I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I did too, but I was still like, yeah. Oh, you asshole.
It was good. It was really good, but I was like, fuck, are y'all serious?
I said,
because I think they want that moment to be him walking into the room with the costume on.
I guess.
This costume better be sucking good. Your teeth. It's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be fire.
I hope. I don't know what it's gonna look like.
It's gonna be fire.
It's gonna be nice, man. The Wakandas did,
but we don't know what colors they gave it.
It's gonna
be
blinged out, bro.
The Wakandas did it.
It's gonna be totally.
Believe in black people, Nick. I don't know about
when last time we saw a shitty MCU outfit. Like
that's true.
That first Avengers movie with Captain America and that party scene.
That first Captain America outfit was trash.
That shit was ass. Other than that,
that is true. They haven't fucked up anybody's costume yet. Mm-mm. They've updated them, tweaked them, but they've all looked dope.
Even Scarlet Witch on her last episode, that shit was fire. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this shit about to be fire.
I think they're gonna make him look cool, man. After all the shit that Rod's been saying, I'm even more interested in seeing what they do now. Because I just assumed it was gonna be a new Captain America suit, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, that'd be different. We do get a post credit scene. I've been waiting. This episode's be so long. I'll be thinking every episode got a post credit scene, but I guess it's just the last two that they do it. We're
you trying to be
John
Iron
Walker
Man.
Over here building shit.
Trying to be Iron Man and shit.
Mm-hmm. Y'all think so? Is he gonna be the over? Is it him and Carly gonna be the? We got to deal with two villains in one
He's
episode.
He can't join up with Carly.
Yeah,
Carly's gonna join up with them.
No, I'm not saying join up. I'm saying, but like, we have to focus on these two people in the last episode. Oh, like, do they have to get taken out one by one?
Will there be a second season?
No, I haven't heard of it.
I don't know.
So I think
like Scarlet Witch. Okay,
what? Say I'm sorry.
Kind of like WandaVision. So it's just one season.
That's kind of how I took it. But I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't do a second season because they can't wrap up every angle from this show in one more episode. That's they just can't.
Yeah, that's what they do. Or that's what they've done.
30 minutes each.
I mean, that's the beauty of having a universe. So they could still like follow it up in some movie.
Exactly.
Not a Falcon movie, but it'll be like.
You think they won't make a Falcon movie? Shit. It'll be called Black America.
No
I'm
time.
MCU presents.
No time soon. I don't know.
I think if this does well, I think they probably would.
Yep.
If this does well, it's well, because it is doing well, right?
It's doing very well.
Hell yeah, they'll make a Falcon movie. Yep.
Yeah, I think they will too. But
he got a new suit and shit. Yeah, they're making a Falcon movie. Yeah,
this is good character building for him too and everything. Yeah, they'll make one.
Because they're not gonna kill him off. He's gonna be around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I don't know what he's gonna do because there are no Avengers. It's like Avengers is kind of done. Right?
He might have to get the team together.
Who's gonna lead?
They said him. They don't know.
Bruh.
Captain America left.
I'm not trying to see him lead the fucking Avengers.
He's done it before, I think.
Falcon?
Oh, you're in the comics.
Yeah.
Oh.
They might make him dope, y'all.
It's gonna take
I think this new Wakanda, I think this new Wakanda suit and his new perspective on life is gonna make him dope.
I'm just glad. I didn't realize this. I'm just glad he fucking fixed his facial hair.
Mm.
Remember his facial hair from the other movies?
I don't remember. Oh, he had the weird beard.
Whoa.
Weird beard.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah. Had a weird beard.
I'm glad they made him cut that shit off. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I thought I was the only one.
No, you definitely wasn't the only
Mike
one.
Mike be having some random ass beard.
Quarks of my niggas all painted on ass beard.
Yeah.
They said they don't know if it's going to be a season two as of 2 days ago. Sebastian Stan was like,
"We don't know." Sebastian, I read that.
That's true, though. They be lying and shit.
No, he said, like, look. If Feige called me to cook him dinner, I'm coming to his house, so I'm ready for season two. But he said he don't know yet.
Nah, they just gonna do a Falcon movie. Because apparently everybody love this motherfucker.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently he's the most popular Avenger that there ever was.
He ain't getting shit. Ready for he ain't on,
if everybody made their Avengers list, he number 32.
Bro, they made a list of the most favorite characters from this show, and he wasn't on the top five. Mm. How are you not the top five on your own fucking show?
And he got top billing on the show, too. It's the Falcon. And
his name is first. Bruh. And you're not even a favorite. But y'all want to say it's just me. Okay.
I said it. I could give you a counterpoint.
Yeah,
I could
give you, with us.
I could give you a counterpoint, which... I don't know how taboo it is to say, but in Black Panther, it's like a lot of characters I liked more than T'Challa in that movie.
How was that a counterpoint what I just said?
That there's a lot of characters that people like more than Falcon in his own show. No, what you mean? No.
But look, you just tried to counter it with your own perspective on the movie.
Of course it's going to be my own perspective.
Like, look, this was a poll they took. Did you take a poll?
I did not.
Okay.
He took a poll with himself.
Exactly.
The number is the one that matters.
The numbers on T'Challa with me is very low.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I like
the numbers
are
in. And
T'Challa,
ain't looking good for T'Challa.
I'm just saying.
T'Challa going to be top five. I'm going to fuck what poll you do.
Yeah.
T'Challa going to be top five. He's going to be top five in any movie he's in.
Yeah.
He's going to be top five.
He was top five in Civil War.
Hell
that's what I'm saying.
He was number one.
He was barely in this. Well, not barely, but you know, he showed up late.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. You went top out again. That was
what's understood need not be said. What you got,
that's giving props. He showed up late. Still take over the film? Bruh, Black Panther was that motherfucker.
Why he got to be late, though?
CP time, bruh. Is Africa like 12 hours behind or
shit?
He was like, look. By my watch.
He said, they did what? They killed who? I'm on my way. Is this the nigga? All right, we running.
He sure was running.
He was. You kill my daddy, get back here.
Damn. Oh, my God. I hate that
run,
man.
Run, nigga,
died.
Run.
For real.
Oh, I hate that man, dog.
Eddie, last thoughts on this episode?
Liked it a lot. Really looking forward to the last one. I want hella action. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be all action, the last one.
You think it's going to be all action?
I want to be suited up the whole time. Suited, booted.
You think it's gonna be a bunch of
you know maybe the last 20 minutes they can you know wrap it up, clean it up in a bow or whatever, but
nah. I think Carla's gonna get a little monologue.
Let's find out who the power broker is. You know,
sure.
What I mean?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Sure.
You think it is? They didn't confirm it.
She sent Batroc to them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
She playing both sides.
So then she was the one who sent them in the beginning too, you think?
I don't know.
Because she said this pays more than the last
guy. Oh yeah.
So she sent him to kidnap that soldier? Because I can't remember what the hell the soldiers did.
I don't even remember.
That's why I said the soldiers got together and they robbed the government.
But if she ain't the power broker, she's something.
Oh, and they were in the room during the conference thing?
No. I'm saying, remember the very first episode?
Yeah.
that Baltrog guy was trying to kidnap that other dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't remember why.
He was something.
I don't remember why either.
I'll just go back and rewatch. It don't matter.
Nate thinks she's the power broker too.
Yeah, she could be.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that seems too obvious to me.
It does, but it's just like, it
makes sense. If she's the power broker, they really have to explain what Zemo said then. Because Zemo, I thought he said,
he met her.
I met the power broker.
Well, he could have thought he met the power broker.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just so weird because they ain't mentioned that motherfucker since.
The power broker?
Yeah. Since Carly last talked to him, so he just kind of became nothing.
We'll probably find out when Sharon shows up because she won't have to show up in the last episode.
They have a lot to wrap up this last episode, so I kind of hope that they don't do too much. Bed. Because I feel, even though I love WandaVision, I do kind of feel like that last episode shit the bed a little bit.
Yeah, because she just up and did.
Yeah, and it was just, okay, this is over. So I kind of feel like they have a lot of, see, this is why I need to reduce.
They'll probably do the same thing.
Yep. I need to reduce my expectations because they probably won't answer half the damn questions. Because
that'll give them another storyline to tell at a later date.
Boom. Yep. So, you know, we probably won't find out who the power broker is. You know, the last episode is probably just going to be fucking Falcon and Bucky Carly having to fight. Because I don't think Bucky's gone for good.
We'll probably find out who the power broker is, but it won't. That'll be it. It's nothing. It won't be anything to it, and you have to see it in another movie or how that affects things or whatever.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
I'm excited, though.
Those are our thoughts on this episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Tune in next week for us to recap the season or series finale of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. FPS Podcast. Reddit and IG and Twitter handle, and that'll do it for us this week. We out. Peace.
Peace.